The beloved disciple should take care of Mary, his mother.
那在这里我们想到说这个约翰呢，他是耶稣所爱门徒，本来就应该照顾他的母亲。
But actually, it was not only that.
不只是这样。
Here he wants Mary also to take care of John, the beloved disciple.
他也想说，也要母亲呢照顾他所爱的门徒，就是约翰。
He did not just say to John, "Behold your mother."
并不是说他只看你。
But he also said to Mary, "Behold your son."
他看到这里呢，他也说看你的儿子。
So in other words, from now on, treat him as your son.
所以另外一句话说呢，就是从现在开始呢，把他当做你的儿子一般。
Of course, then he told the beloved disciple, "From now on, look at Mary as your mother."
那在这里也看到他说，你也把这个当做你，把玛利亚当做你的母亲。
When you think about that, Jesus Christ came down, of course, to die for mankind.
那主耶稣基督他来是为人受死的。
And it seems all that Jesus Christ cares about is our spirituality.
那我们一直想说，主耶稣基督所看顾的呢，是我们的灵性而已。
But that is not true.
但并不是这样子的。
Our Jesus Christ cares all aspects of our life.
他愿意照顾我们生活的每一个层面。
When you and I suffer, He suffers with us.
那当我们受苦的时候，他与我们一起
受苦。When you and I cry, He cried with us.
当我们哭泣的时候，他与我们一同哭泣。
You know, as a minister, I travel to many different places.
我是一个传道人，我常常到不同的地方去访问。
And quite often, I feel very lonely.
有的时候呢，我感到很孤单。
Why? Because you're always by yourself.
为什么呢？因为有的时候你是自己一个
人。At another time, you really need someone to comfort you.
那时候呢，很多时候你需要有人能够来安慰你。
You know, when I go to Hawaii for a whole month, you know, I don't have my wife there to cook for me.
那我在夏威夷呢，一个月的时间呢，我的妻子不在那里，不能为我们
weekdays,
为我煮饭。
I mean, many brothers and sisters have their own lives. They at work, and you know, they have their own family.
那在一周之很多时间呢，弟兄姐妹有自己的工作，他们有自己的家庭。
So to be there for 1 month, even though it's a land of paradise, but this paradise becomes very lonely when you're on an island by yourself.
那如果是我们虽然说夏威夷是一个很美好的一个地方，但是在这美好的地方，你一个人的时候呢，也不是那么美好的。
Of course, you only can go to the beach for so many times.
那你也许能够到海滩呢这么多次。
You can go hiking, surfing, play golf. You can only do so much of those things.
你可以打高尔夫球、去健行或者去海滩，但是有个极限。
Then breakfast, what do you do?
早上你要早餐要做什么
？Lunch and dinner, what do you do? You by yourself.
那午餐跟晚餐你怎么做呢
？But that is the time that I really feel the closest to our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是那是我跟主耶稣基督感觉最亲近的时候。
You know, sometimes just eating my breakfast by myself, and I just feel really the presence of our Lord Jesus.
那呢，有的时候在吃早餐的时候呢，我就感受到主耶稣基督的。
And sometimes when I feel to eat some kind of special food, for some reason or another, members always cook the right food and bring to me that day or that night that I want that kind of food to eat.
那有的时候我想吃某一种食物呢，那很多时候呢，就是信徒们就把那样子的食物晚上拿来给我当晚餐。
And I know this is the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我知道这是从主耶稣基督那里的爱。
When I was in Hawaii for 10 years and I never lose any weight, I always gain weight. This means I eat really well, even though I'm there by myself for 30 days.
那我在夏威夷有访问的时间有十年之久，我从来没我的体重一直上升，就表示我在那里其实吃得很好。
So that's why, just like our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross dying, he cared about his mother. He cared about the beloved disciple.
所以他在十字架的时候呢，他真正是关心他的母亲，关心他所爱的门徒。
So he makes sure their needs are be taken care of.
他知道他们所需要的呢，以后会有人照顾。
And really, the same thing for us.
这对我们来说也是一样的。
He cares about every aspect of our lives.
他也是照顾我们所有
生命的层面。
这是他怎么样的爱我。
So when you think about these things,
所以我们这样子来想，
you and I need to live a life to love Jesus Christ even more.
我们应该要更加的来主耶稣基督。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 27.
我们看马太福音第二十七章。
The book of Matthew chapter 27, verse 46.
马太福音二十七章第四十六节。
This will be the fourth utterance.
那这就是
saying about Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣基督的第四句话。
Matthew 27, verse 46.
请看马太福音二十七章的第四十六节。
You can see the first three sayings.
我们可以看到前面的三句。
It all focus about you and me.
那他的专注呢是在你我的身上。
And that's how much he loves us.
这是他这样子爱我们。
Only when we are taken care of, then he himself will try to focus on himself.
那在我们都已经受到照顾以后呢，他开始想到他自己。
Because in verse 43, 46, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
46节, 约在生出, 耶稣大声喊着说, 以利, 以利, 拉玛, 撒巴各大尼, 就是说, 我的神, 我的神,
Can you imagine what kind of suffering he went through?
我们可以想象他那时候受到怎么样的苦?
Of course, quite often when you and I look at the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ.
有的时候我们看到主耶稣基督所受的苦,
like when we watch the movie The Passion of Christ.
我们看耶稣受难记这部电影的时候,
we only focus on his physical suffering.
我们只想到他肉体上的苦楚,
when he suffered all this physical suffering, he did not say one word.
那在他肉体上他所受的苦呢,他一句话都没有说。
But when did he cry out?
他为什么要这样子呼喊呢?
When he went to Hades and tasted death for you and I.
因为他到阴间为我们尝试了死的滋味。
So in other words, he took the whole world with the sin of the whole world upon his shoulders.
他把整个世上的罪呢,都担在他的肩膀上。
And that's the time that he cried out to God, to his Father.
他就呼喊说,
because during the time when he went to Hades,
因为当他到阴间的时候,
and he went to taste death for you and I,
他为了我们尝试了死亡的滋味,
God was no longer with him.
神那时候跟他不在一起。
Actually, Hades is a place without God.
在阴间呢是没有神的地方。
And you and I are supposed to be there.
我们应该是会到那里去的。
But because of his love, because of his compassion,
因为他的爱, 他的怜悯,
he went there for you and I.
他为我们到那里去了。
And we are nothing but make out of dust and full of sin.
那我们其实什么都不是, 我们是充满罪的。
And it's a great love from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣基督表现出来伟大的爱。
So when he tasted death, that's why he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
所以他这时候说, 我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
You know what kind of pain that feel?
我们只能感受到他受到怎么样的苦呢?
No, during the time of communists,
在共产党统治的时候,
when, you know, when they evacuated us out of our own homes,
他把我们和我的家人从我们家赶出来,
and my mother and father is not there because they separated all of us. My mother and my father was not with me. They were not with me.
那时候我的父母亲跟我不在一起。
Because when the communists evacuated us, we all have to go our separate ways.
因为共产党把我们赶出来的时候呢, 我们都各自到不同的地方去。
As a little boy, 6 years old,
那时候我6岁,
without my parents,
父母亲不在身边,
and it's full of death around me,
在我的附近呢, 看到的都是死亡的景象,
and you see killings in front of you,
在你的面前你看到杀人的事情,
and the person that loved you the most, the person who cared for you the most, is my parents, and they were not there for me.
那最爱我的人, 我的父母亲呢, 跟我不在一起。
And the kind of pain that you feel inside, there's no word I can describe.
那在我们心里面所感受到的苦是不能用言语所形容的。
Of course, I can understand a little how our Lord Jesus Christ feels. Because he is righteous, he is without sin.
因为他是公义的,
and the last place he wants to go is a place is full of sin, a place of Hades.
他最不想去的地方就是充满罪的阴间。
And that's not the place for him.
这并不是他要去的地方,
but that is the place for you and I.
但那是我们需要去的地方。
But he went there to replace us.
他到那里呢, 去为了我们。
And it's not only a sin for one from one person, it's a sin for all mankind, from Adam and Eve to the last person on earth.
并不是一个人的罪, 而是从亚当夏娃开始, 一到最后世上的那个人, 所有人的罪。
And that's why he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
所以大声喊着说, 我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
And you and I need to remember these words.
我们要记得这句话。
Because without remembering, we will not live a life of righteousness, a life of holiness.
如果我们不记得这句话的话呢, 我们就能不能过一个公义的生活。
Let's go to the book of John, chapter 19.
我们请看约翰福音的第十九章,
verse
28.
Quite often, you always feel that Jesus Christ is God. Of course, all the suffering he went through, he did not feel as much. Why? Because he is God. But you and I need to remember. Every whip that he got whipped with, he experienced it, he felt it.
那每一个被鞭打的每一次呢, 他都受到这样子的苦。
And every, you know, suffering that they put him through, he felt it.
那不管是他们怎么样添加在他身上的刑罚呢, 他都感受到了。
Verse 28.
第28节,
John chapter 19, verse 28.
约翰福音书第19章28节。
After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst.
这时候耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为了要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。
No, Jesus Christ, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
我们知道主耶稣基督曾经禁食40个昼夜。
And he never said, I was thirsty.
他并没有说我渴了。
But on the cross.
但是在十字架上。
Why? Because on the road on to Golgotha, on the way when he came to the cross, I'm sure he lost a lot of blood through the whipping and he lost the blood through the...thorn on his head.
因为我们知道他到哥哥大的时候，他背着十字架，那时候一定湿了很多的血。
Because of this, inside him was all dried up.
在他的内部呢，其实都已经干枯了。
And he was so thirsty.
他很渴。
This means he experienced the physical pain that he's, you know, that was happening to him.
那他就感受到在他肉体上受到的
苦。No, Jesus Christ never cried in pain for anything. Why? Because He's always filled with God's power, filled with God's love.
他从来没有感受这样的痛苦，因为他是有神的能力在他身上的。
So when God forsaken him, he asked, my God, why you have forsaken me?
所以当神离弃他的时候呢，他就这样子问道。
That is the experience, the spiritual experience that he had, and that he suffered for us.
那就是他在灵性上，他为我们所受的苦。
And now he said, I thirst.
在这里说我渴了。
This is the physical suffering that he also went through for us.
这是他在为我们所受的肉身上的痛苦。
And verse 29.
第二十九节。
Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there.
他们就拿了海蓉沾染的醋放在牛膝送到他口。
I don't know if you ever experienced thirst before.
我不知道各位有没有讲到很渴的一段时间。
If you feel so thirsty.
当你很渴的时候。
And the only thing that really can quench you is a cold glass of water.
能够真正能够要让你止渴的呢，是一杯冷水。
But what happened if someone give you sour wine?
但到这时候，如果给你的醋呢
？Actually, it makes you even more thirsty.
其实呢，你会感到更加的口渴。
And this kind of suffering that he went through for you and I.
这是他为你我所受的苦。
Why did you know they? Why did they record all these seven sayings of Jesus Christ?
为什么这七句话被记录下来呢？
Because I was thinking about this.
我这样子想。
Because each suffering he went through.
但每一次他所受的苦。
He can just say one word and everybody will be destroyed.
他只要说一句话，其他的人都会被毁灭。
If you say one word, the angel will come and take him off the cross.
只要说一句话，天使就会来把他从十字架上救走。
But...through the strength of his love for you and I.
但是因为他对我们的爱所产生的力量。
He'll be able to sustain that kind of suffering.
他就能够接受这样的苦楚。
Of course, he said, I thirst.
他在这里说到我渴。
But he gave him sour wine.
他们给他的醋。
And then in verse 30.
第三十节。
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished.
他尝了那醋就说成了。
And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
便低下头将灵魂交付神。
Now before the Bible said,Before he said it is finished, actually on the cross is the most difficult time.
在他说成了以前呢，他在十字架上那段时间是他最难受的一段时间。
Because it's a time he maybe he want to give up.
因为那时候呢，也许他想要放弃了。
Maybe he want to cry out to God to rescue him.
他想要神能够来拯救他。
But he did not.
但他并没有这样子做。
So what does this tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
In a journey of faith.
在我们信仰的道路上
，No matter what kind of trial and tribulation you and I go through，
不管我们接受怎么样的考验
，We should never give up until we have crossed the finish line。
我们不能够放弃，直到我们通过了终点。
You can see Paul when he said, "I have fought a good fight."
当保罗说我打了美好的仗
，I have kept the faith。
我要持守了我的信心。
I mean, this is the kind of determination that Paul had。
这是保罗他有的一个。
Then they say,
励志的一个决心。
Now the crown of righteousness is waiting for him.
那现在公义的冠冕在那里等着他。
A journey of faith will not, for sure, is not easy.
我们信仰的道路一定是不容易的。
But will you and I go through more suffering than our Jesus Christ?
但是我们会比主耶稣基督受到更多的苦吗
？Will you and I go through more suffering than Peter and Paul?
我们会跟彼得跟保罗来相较的话，我们会受更多的苦吗
？If they can finish the race,
他们能够完成。他们的赛跑
and receive the crown of righteousness,
能够得到公义的冠冕
you and I also must make this determination.
我们也应该要这样子立志来做
Because at the end,
因为在最后
Let's go to book of Luke chapter 23.
我们看路加福音的第23章
Verse
46 23章的第46节
Luke chapter 23 verse 46
23章的46节
And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he saidFather, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having said this, he He breathed his last.
46节，耶稣大声喊着说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。”说了这话就断。
Of course, quite often spirit and soul use the same word. Spirit and soul, they use it interchangeably.
那在这里呢，讲到灵魂跟灵跟魂是它是一起使用的。
So after Jesus Christ said it is finished,
在这里他说成了以后呢
，He commended his spirit, his soul to God.
他把他的灵魂交在神的手上。
And for you and I,
所以对你我来说
，If we live this kind of life to remember Jesus Christ,
如果我们这样子来行，能够纪念主耶稣基督
，In the end days, our spirit, our soul will also go to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在末世， yes. 我们的灵跟魂都会在主耶稣基督的手上。
And for eternity, we will be with Him.
那我们就能够永远与他在一起。
So may this Holy Communion.
我们希望这次的圣餐礼。
Allow us to reflect and think about the seven sayings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
能够让我们记得主耶稣基督在十字架上所说的七句话。
Now we're going to consecrate the bread and the juice.
那我们现在要来祝谢饼跟果汁。
So for breaking the bread, we ask Deacon Patrick Wong and Deacon Wong to help us to break the bread.
我们请 Deacon Patrick 跟 Deacon Wong 来为我们擘饼。
And for the juice, we ask Deacon Peter also to help.
那我们也请Peter。Deacon Peter 呢，为我们来分杯。
And for distributing the bread, we ask, you know, Tony J. Hua, Evelina, and John.
那在分饼呢，我们请 Tony 弟兄、杰华弟兄、江弟兄还有 Evelina 姐妹来为我们分饼。
And for the cup, we ask Gary, Tony, J. Hua, and Evelina.
那我们如果分杯的话呢，我们请 Tony, 杰华 Gary 还有 Evelina。
Actually, before we consecrate the juice, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians.
那当我们在注谢之前呢，我们请看回哥林多前书
chapter 11,
第十一章
1 Corinthians chapter 11,
第十一章
verse 27,
第二十七节
verse 27,
第二十七节
Therefore, whoever eat this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of his the body and the blood of the Lord. Verse 28.
28节.
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 29. 29节. For he who eats and drinks in the unworthy manner, eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Verse 30.
30节.
For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. So yes, even though taking Holy Communion is a grace from our Lord Jesus Christ.
那当然，能够领受圣餐饮是神那里来的恩典。
But we must examine ourselves.
但是我们必须要自己先反省。
And for those of us who are not baptized in True Jesus Church,
所以还没有在真耶稣教会接受洗礼的
，Please refrain from partaking Holy Communion.
请暂时不要领圣餐。
And we hope and pray that you continue to come and seek the truth with us.
我们继续的祷告，希望你能够来跟我们一起追寻真理。
That one day God's grace will come upon you, and you also be baptized according to the Bible.
有一天你能够接受真理，然后能够照着圣经的方式接受洗礼。
And that's the day you also can partake Holy Communion with us.
那时候呢，就可以跟我们一起领圣餐。
But for those of us already been baptized,
那我们这些接受过洗礼的弟兄姐
妹，we also must think and reflect about our relationship with God.
那我们应该要反省我们跟神的关系。
If you and I have done any kind of sin that's inside our heart,
那如果我们在心里面有任何的罪，
and after we kneel down and pray and repent,
当我们在跪下祷告，然后悔改。
And if we still that our conscience is not clear,
如果在良心上觉得还是有些不安的话，
please refrain from partaking Holy Communion.
也请这次暂时不要领圣餐。
Now we're going to consecrate the bread.
现在我们要一同来祝谢。
This is a bread without yeast.
这是一片无酵饼。
Because the scripture, yeast in the Bible represents sin.
因为酵呢在圣经里面呢讲的是罪。
And bread is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ after we consecrated.
那这个呢是主耶稣基督的身体，是注谢以后成为主耶稣基督的身体。
And this body is without sin.
那这是没有罪的一个身体。
Now let's kneel down and pray to get consecrated.
那我们先一同跪下祷告。
Please pray in silent.
我们先。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for giving this day to live and worship you.
感谢你能够让我们在今天能够在这里敬拜你。
Lord, from the beginning, you love us so much.
你对我们的爱是这么伟大的。
You created us in your own image, your own likeness.
你用你的形象来造我们。
And because of our sin, we have no more hope to enter eternal life.
但是因为我们的罪，我们没有机会能够进。
But because of your love, you came down to crucify for us.
但是因为你的爱，你道成肉身来到世上，为我们受死。
Even though you live on earth only for 33 years.
虽然在世上只有33年的时间。
But during these 33 years, you brought so much grace and love to all mankind.
但是在这33年的时间呢，你给世上的人这么多的爱，这么多的恩典。
And this grace and love also fall upon us nowadays.
这样的恩典呢，也临在了我们的身上。
That through you, once again, we have the hope to enter eternal life.
透过你，我们就有到天国的盼望。
Lord, we have your body in front of us.
在我们的面前有你的身体。
We ask you to turn this bread into your body, so the minute we take it, we become strong just like you.
那我们能够把这个饼呢，灵化成你的身体，当我们享用之后呢，就能够有更多的力量。
Lord, sometimes we're so busy in this life.
那我们在这世上是很忙碌的。
We forgot what you have done for us.
我们不有的时候忘记你为我们。
Then we live a life do not glorify your name.
我们也许过的生活不是荣耀你的生活。
Lord, that's why we are here this morning.
所以今天我们在这里。
To love us, to have mercy on us.
希望你能够给我们爱，给我们怜悯。
When we are weak, Lord, we ask you to give us the strength to be strong.
但我们软弱的时候呢，希望你加添给我们力量。
So Lord, we ask you to turn this bread into your body.
我们求你把这一块饼。
Even though we are not worthy to partake of your body.
虽然我们没有资格来领圣餐。
But of course, because of your grace and love,
但是因为你的恩典还有爱,
that we can partake your body.
我们能够享用圣餐。
Maybe one day, Lord, that we can live a life to truly glorify your name.
那有一天呢，我们能够真正的能够来荣耀你的名。
May all the glories and praise be unto your name.
所有的荣耀颂赞归于你的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Please sing hymn 96.
我们请唱诗96首。
Deacon Wang.
我们请王执事跟 Patrick 执事。
And pray to consecrate this juice into the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
现在我们要跪下来祝谢，然后让葡萄汁灵化成主的血。
Please kneel down and pray together.
我们同跪下祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
奉耶稣圣名祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for giving us your body to partake.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们能够享用你的身体。
Now, Lord, we ask you to turn this grape juice into your blood.
我们现在要把葡萄汁注血灵化成你的血。
So when we drink of it, we can have life inside of us.
当我们喝了你的血之后呢，生命，我们之内就有生命。
Not only the life in this world, but also the life to come.
不只是今生，而是以后的生命。
Because you are the way, the truth, and the life.
你是道路、真命。
No one can go to the Father except through you, Lord.
没有人能够到父那里去，除了从你这边去。
And that's why we praise and thank you.
这就是我们来为什么来祝谢。
Before, even though we are alive, but we are dead.
但我们一开始虽然是活着，但是
only if we partake of your body, your blood, that we can become alive.
但是用了你的身体跟血之后呢，我们就能得着生命。
So because of this, we love you, Lord.
因为如此，我们爱你。
And we ask you, Lord, to be merciful to us.
我们希望你能够怜悯我们。
Sometimes we love you not the way that you want to be loved.
有的时候我们爱你并不是你要我们爱你的方式。
But we are here, Lord, to learn how to love you more.
我们在这里呢，能够学习到更加的爱你。
And we pray that you give us strength upon strength.
我们希望能够在我们能够加添给我们力上加力。
Not only to love you with a totality, but also to love one another.
不只是用我们全心全意的来爱你，也能够互相亲爱。
After we partake of your body and your blood,
当我们用了你的身体跟你的血之后，
we all become brothers and sisters.
我们就成为弟兄姐妹。
Because we have your blood flowing through every single one of us.
因为你的血在我们生命，在我们每一个弟兄姐妹的身上。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
我们感谢赞美你。
May all the glories and praise be unto your name.
所有的荣耀颂赞归于你的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah.